This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Excuse me. Thank you for joining us. Take your calls in the bottom of the hour. 844-236. I'm sorry, we'll take your calls in our second segment. 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Eric Chauze is going to talk to us about how we can help. How can helping people in need help grow your business? How we can help people and grow our business at the same time. Of course, this is extremely relevant today in these crazy coronavirus times. Helping people, excuse me, with nutritional supplementation, with health, helping people understand how their body works, helping people understand how to use nutrients and nutrition and dietary strategies is what longevity is all about. If you're interested in starting a home-based business, call the folks at Longevity at 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up right from the websites. You can also purchase Longevity products right off the websites as well, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you've been on the bubble or been on the fence about starting a home-based business, there is no better time than the present. In fact, there's never no better time than the present, but especially today. People are working out of the home. A lot of people have lost their jobs. This is a great opportunity to be your own boss, to make a change in your life. Call 866-735-2470 and check out the business opportunity, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts, as well as all the longevity products on all our websites. We are dedicated to your health, your financial health, as well as your physical health. And if you've ever thought about starting a home-based business, if you've ever thought about starting a longevity business, this is the best time ever. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. We've got specials going on at truthtreatments.com. Also, if you want to check out our blog at pharmacistben.com and truthnourishment.com, Robert Lundgren has done some great work on both of those sites, truthnourishment.com and pharmacistben.com, truthnourishment.com and pharmacistben.com. Got Eric Chauze coming up at the bottom of the hour. Eric is a legally blind entrepreneur and the founder of Brewed For You, and he's going to be talking about building a legacy with your business. And he is an inspirational speaker. I'm trying to get a lot of inspirational and motivational speakers on the program, as well as healthcare professionals on the program for the next few weeks. We have lots of guests coming up on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Love to hear from you. Love to hear how you're handling this craziness. Love to hear how you're handling this craziness psychologically as well as via nutritional supplements. What kind of strategies you're using to keep yourself sane in this really, really unprecedented time. Unprecedented time where we really don't know what the heck is going on. And that's the problem. Do you realize that most of, and probably all of what we know about this coronavirus and all the health implications associated with it, it comes from the mass media. Almost everything. Literally. Where else do we get information about what's happening? Certainly not in our direct experience. It's very few people who have a direct experience of the coronavirus. Very few people have a direct experience of the symptoms of the coronavirus or of becoming symptomatic of the coronavirus or the coronavirus in general. I know people have friends. Friends have friends. And I heard this guy and my grandfather and my aunt had it. But really, we only know what we're told. I believe in questioning everything. I've been around the world of science and the world of medicine a long time, since 1982. That's a long time. And I don't have the same deification problem where we deify science and we deify medicine that average people do because I've been in it. Now, the average person thinks there's an infallibility, like a papal infallibility associated with doctors and scientists and statisticians and the breathless, sycophantic, butt-kissing media promote this. Don't watch the news, people. You're not going to get any news on the news. It's going to be old, except for maybe the latest statistics, which we don't even know if they're real. Doctors, scientists, statisticians, they're wrong all the time. Doctors especially. I'm not ripping on doctors. They're very good people for the most part. But they're just repeating things for the most part. Doctors don't do research. Not, I shouldn't say that. Your average physician doesn't do research. He just repeats back what he's read and what he's heard, just like we all do. And there's dumb doctors and there's smart doctors, like there's dumb plumbers and there's smart plumbers. And just because somebody has an MD after their name doesn't make them an authority. We really got to get this through our head. They may know more than we do, but that's not saying much. Not that there's, I'm not ripping on doctors here, people. There's some really good doctors. There's a lot, and most of them are really good, and I have a lot of friends who are. But just because somebody has an MD or credentials after their name doesn't make them infallible. Doctors are wrong all the time. They used to tell you ulcers were caused by acid. Now we know ulcers are caused by bacteria. They used to use mercury as medicine. Now we know mercury is one of the deadliest substances on earth. Heroin was a cough syrup. Lobotomies were used for people who were depressed. Yeah, they would carve out part of your brain if you were depressed. They used to bleed you to get rid of evil spirits. They thought diseases were caused by evil spirits and humors. Poor Semmelweis, I forgot his first name. Semmelweis is the guy who said, I think we should be washing our hands before we deliver babies. I think after we go to the morgue and then we go to deliver babies, maybe between those two situations we should be washing our hands. They kicked him out of the hospital and he died in ignominy. Is that the right word? He died penniless. And he was made fun of and laughed at, and it's just crazy. The wrong ideas we have in medicine are they've gone on throughout history since medicine first began. And this is why you have to have a healthy skepticism. I'm not saying to be cynical, but you have to have a healthy skepticism. Question everything. I always question everything. I especially question everything if it's in the mainstream. If it's what the average people believe, if it's in the mainstream of science, the mainstream of medicine, the mainstream of popular belief, I especially question it. It's easy to fall in line with what everybody's doing. We humans are social beings. Or you could say we're sheep. We're herd. We're part of a herd. We have a herd mentality. We do what everybody else does. If everybody's looking at the sky, we'll look at the sky too. And we don't absorb new ideas willingly. We don't change willingly. Change represents threat, and we don't want threats, so we just keep the same old ideas. And in my lifetime, as far as I know, there's never been any more unquestioning of a mainstream narrative than what's going on today with this coronavirus. People just completely have bought into it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Don't crucify me here. I am not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying we're not questioning. We're not being scientific. A good scientist questions data. Always asks about the data. How was the data arrived at? How are the numbers arrived at? And all of this makes me question the fact that we bought into this so much, and why the mainstream media, all of it, has bought into it, makes me question it even more. Why are alternative views, by the way, being censored? You know, YouTube is censoring. I saw a really interesting YouTube a couple days ago, and I sent it to my friends, and he said, what? I looked at it and said, this video has been removed due to violation of community standards. I'll tell you about that when you come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. And we do have lines open for you. We've got Eric Chauzet coming up in our next segment, so we'll take your calls this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, including the all-important Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I personally use multiple times a day, and that's the way you want to do it, multiple times a day. Sip on it all day long, and when you run out of it, run out of your water bottle with BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, in it, do another one. Two or three a day is a great place to be. It's a wonderful way to boost your immune system. It's a wonderful way to keep yourself from snacking. By the way, I did my Moment of Truth today on mindless eating. You can find our Moments of Truth or Moment of Truths on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Thanks, Nasima, for setting that up. The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben is a Facebook page that we post videos on. The Bright Side radio program is posted on there. And then also our Moment of Truth today, I did it on mindless eating, paying attention to your eating behavior, paying attention to everything. That's the key to a happy life, is paying detailed attention to what is happening in the moment. Our minds go crazy. Most of us live in the past and in the future. Most of us live in the imaginary future and the dead past, or the imaginary past. It's all just made up. The past and the future do not exist except made up in your mind. By paying attention to the present, paying attention to the now, we can increase our pleasure and our enjoyment of life and decrease the misery of life, because much of the misery of life is created imaginary in the mind. As Mark Twain or I forgot the other guy's name, philosopher Montague, I believe his name was, said, "I've suffered many tragedies in my life." I'm paraphrasing here. Many tragedies in my life, most of which never occurred. And that's how most of us live our lives. If you're healthy now, don't worry about other things. Maybe you'll protect yourself, but if you're healthy now, honor your health. Be present in your body. Mindless eating, which many of us suffer from, is about not being present in the moment, not being present with your body, not being present with your digestive system. Try it the next time you have that little battle in your head about whether you should have the potato chips or not, or the ice cream or not, or the pizza or not, whatever it is your particular battle is with. Try noticing the difference between your mind and your digestive system, and you'll find that many times we eat from our mind, not from our digestive system. That's called mindless eating. Actually, that's kind of, now that I think about it, it should be called mind eating. Not mindless eating, because we eat from our mind. We don't eat from our bodies. We want to eat somatically. We want to live somatically. We want to live in it from our bodies. Before we went to break, we were talking about this idea of questioning things. If your body says, if your mind says, "I want that burger, I want that french fry," check in. Do you really want it? Does your stomach really want it? Do you really need it? Be questioning. That's the way we want to live our lives, questioning. When everybody's doing something, that makes me question even more. I was I saw this really interesting YouTube, and I don't have a position on whether the coronavirus thing is blown out of proportion or it's real, or we really should be social quarantining and social distancing. I don't know. I have my suspicions, but that's not the point. The point is we want to question everything, always, especially if everybody's doing it, especially if everybody's telling the story. The mainstream media is telling us a story. A story is, by definition, made up, and we're all believing it unquestioningly. Unquestioningly. How many people out there have seen people drop dead of the coronavirus? How many people have seen hospitals explode? And by the way, all the tents that I'm seeing now, they're tents all the time. There are hospitals that can't handle the influx of flu victims, of influenza victims. All these scare stories and horror stories need to be, we need to dive deep. We need to examine them deeply. Why are individual people, by the way, self-censoring and social shaming alternative views and behaviors? I think I told this story a couple last week after I went on George Norrie. Some guy calls me up. He left a message, and he says, "I reported you to the CDC," as if the CDC cares what I said on George Norrie. So, and he says, "I reported you to the CDC. I sent a letter to them because you said that everybody should get the virus." I didn't say anything like that. George asked me if there's a phenomenon called herd immunity, where people get the virus, immunity would develop in the culture, in the herd. And I said, "Yeah, that's just virology." This guy, this is what it does to people. This is what fear does to people. Of course, he doesn't question anything. He knows everything. Why? Because he heard on the news. How do we know the virus is even linked to the symptoms? Did you ever ask yourself that? How do we, and I'm, by the way, I'm not saying yay or nay here. I'm just saying question. How do we know that the virus is the cause of the symptoms? Maybe the virus is a sign of a diseased cell. Maybe it's a sign of a sick body. Maybe it's a sign of a metabolic problem, the way flies are the sign of garbage. You don't blame the flies for the garbage. Maybe the virus is just comes along with diseased cells. Maybe it's part of there are a lot of very reputable scientists who will tell you that viruses are excretions of sick cells. That's, you haven't heard that theory before. Google Dr. Thomas Cowan, brilliant doctor, MD. He's a brilliant doctor. He's a genius MD. Not because he has an MD after his name, but because he's a thinker, a creative thinker, an original thinker. How do we know the deaths are caused by the virus? When they tell you, 2,000 people have died, and more people have died in New York than 9/11. How do we know the deaths are actually caused by the virus? How do we know that people aren't dying from the treatments? Do you know there's something called ventilator-associated pneumonia that people on ventilators get? Yes, you can die from being on a ventilator. And, of course, they'll tell you you died from the coronavirus. Drugs can kill you. In hospitals, there's 100,000 mistakes a year. 100,000, and I'm not blaming anybody. This is just the nature of healthcare. It's the nature of hospitalization. This is not about bad guys and good guys. Not about bad people, good people. This is about examining numbers, examining statistics, examining beliefs, questioning, being skeptical, healthy skepticism. Why did 99% of Italians who died in Italy until the United States came in, and China, along with China, was the hardest hit, supposedly. 99% of Italians who died had comorbidities, had heart disease or had kidney disease or were smokers or respiratory problems. They were already sick. How do we know they didn't die from the heart disease or the kidney disease? How do we know about the accuracy of the tests? Anybody questioning the accuracy of the tests? How do we know about those? How do we know the accuracy of the modeling and the statistics? I forgot where I read it. 200,000 people dying. Nightmare situation. How do we know the statistics are right or the modeling is right? How do we know that there's not other causes of disease? Do you know that Wuhan, where the Wuhan province in China, right about the same time it became that this whole flu thing happened, it became a 5G city. It was one of the first 5G cities. How do we know it's not electrification of the planet that's causing the problem? You know, the Spanish flu coincided with a mass influx of radio waves into the environment. That's when radio started to get going. How do we know? I'm not saying it's the cause, by the way. I'm just saying these are things we have to question. We do not want to believe things just because we're told them. You can't spell belief, by the way, without lie, right in the middle, L-I-E. All right, Eric Chausey, coming up in the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Top White House Coronavirus Task Force medical experts out with very sobering information. They're now predicting the pandemic in the U.S. could kill around 100,000 Americans to as many as maybe a quarter million before it's all over. And they say that's even with people practicing strict social distancing measures. It's claimed a life at the U.S. State Department.
We've had a State Department official pass away as a result of this virus, one of our team members.
Secretary Mike Pompeo did not elaborate during the news briefing yesterday, but it is known to be the first fatality within the U.S. diplomatic corps. Stocks are falling on Wall Street in early trading today, one day after the markets ended their worst quarter on record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P all trading about 3.5% lower since the opening bell. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team at brightsideben.com. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com as well. You can purchase longevity products and sign up to join the longevity team there. And also our videos and news stories and blog posts are up at criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, or brightsideben.com. All right, I'm excited to have our next guest on. Eric Chauze is a legally blind entrepreneur and the founder of a company called Brewed for You. And he's going to going to talk to us about building a lasting legacy and a successful business. And also, he's going to talk to us about what we can do from a business perspective, if we have a business or if we want to start a business from in this crazy coronavirus time. Eric Chauzet, welcome to The Bright Side.
Thank you so much, Ben. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, and thanks for joining us. So you have a really interesting approach when it comes to business, and we talk about this on The Bright Side a lot, and that's the idea of empowering others, having a business where you succeed in your business by helping others succeed in whatever they're doing. So can you talk to us a little bit about this idea of empowering others approach?
Absolutely. So, you know, the way I really kind of wanted to approach this is, you know, I always abide by the philosophy in business and maybe it's my own personal philosophy, is that, you know, you have to give back more to people in practical value than you receive in monetary compensation. And when you know, one of the ways that would allow me to do that is by helping to one day employ a number of people who are disabled and, you know, really making a difference in their lives and overall really decreasing the unemployment rate within the disabled community and ultimately to show others who are not disabled that people with disabilities in general, and more specifically people with visual disabilities, you know, they can perform the day-to-day tasks, professionally speaking, as well, if not better, than their non-disabled peers.
Now, you're legally blind, but you're not elderly. You're a young guy.
No, of course not. Yeah, I'm barely 30 years old.
How did this legally blind thing happen? Like, just gradually?
Sure. So the way, and my situation is kind of unique. Really how it works is I developed or contracted strepy meningitis at 6 days old. Not 6 weeks, not 6 months, but 6 days old. And as a result, it affected the occipital lobe in my brain, which caused me to lose most of my center vision and part of my peripheral vision. So actually, how my vision works, I'm actually similar to someone who's, I believe it's nearsighted, where you can, you know, see things close up, but not so much far away. And I think I have that right.
Got it. Now, do you consider yourself disabled?
Oh, yes. By law, yeah, I am legally blind. And there are actually a few different categories. There are people who are visually impaired and people who are considered legally blind, and then people who are completely blind. Now, the difference is, it's just based on your acuity. So, for example, if you have someone who has 20 over 80, right, whose vision is 20 over 80, you know, with or without glasses, then you are considered visually impaired. But if your acuity is above, or I should say worse than, someone whose acuity is 20 over 200, right, so if you have 20 over 400, 20 over 600, et cetera, then you are considered legally blind. And based on, you know, the chart where my visual acuity falls, I am considered a legally blind individual and not visually impaired.
So you're a part of this generation, the millennial generation, I think, correct? But you are kind of like an unusual type millennial in the sense that, I shouldn't say that. You violate the stereotype, we'll say, in the sense that you are like a complete go-getter. Like, you're, like, right out there on the front lines. You're an athlete, you're a business person, you're about empowerment, and you're doing this despite your particular hurdles. Is this something you think we can look forward to in the future from your generation?
I'll tell you what. I really appreciate how you worded that. I really do, because I really try to, you know, pride myself on being as forthcoming as possible, so I appreciate how you worded that. But, yes, I do tend to separate myself from the millennial generation a lot more so than most, and I am, you know, I do tend to be a little more forthcoming with my intentions. But, yes, I am a go-getter, and I'm a real competitor. I mean, if there's a hurdle or an obstacle, you know, to me, it's not about the risk, quote unquote, right? It's not about how much risk, you know, you need to take. It's just about whether or not it can be accomplished. So I kind of really simplify any and all processes and really break them down into, you know, kind of a black and white situation. Can it be accomplished? Great. Let's go out and overcome that hurdle. But, you know, unlike most people, and I think a lot of millennials, I don't look at the amount of risk that one needs to take or is going to take. And then from there conclude, hey, you know, this is the right this is the right path for me, or maybe I need to digress and take a, you know, take another path.
There's a guy, I don't know if you follow football at all in the NFL, but there's a coach, Bruce Arians, and he has a famous saying. He likes to throw the bomb, you know, he likes to go big. He says, no risk it, no biscuit. That's a saying. No,
that's a good saying, like, and unfortunately, I don't follow football that much, but that's a very good saying.
Isn't it? You can learn a lot from athletes. In fact, anybody who's a high performer, a successful high performer, or even attempting high performance, you can learn a lot from them. They have an interesting way of looking at the world, interesting perspective. And I love your idea about this, that you want to kind of analyze things before you do them, and then not be afraid of hurdles. And that's what we're going through today. I wonder if you could speak a little bit about this whole coronavirus thing, not the virus itself, but how we can handle it in an inspiring or in a motivational, from an inspiring and a motivational perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you know, I kind of look at this, and I was asked this question a couple times, but I kind of want to, you know, take this situation, and I know it's a very unfortunate situation that we're all facing, and you look at it as more of an opportunity to kind of capitalize and reach, you know, more people and kind of get the message across that, you know, even though these are trying times, I can start a business and I have the ability to not only help employ people one day, you know, at my company, but also I want you to know that if you buy coffee, you know, from Brewed For You, you will be contributing to a cause. And one of the ways you can do that is from the safety and comfort of your own home, because it is an e-commerce business. You know, I don't have a brick and mortar facility just yet. Maybe sometime in the future, but for now it's e-commerce, and you don't even have to leave your house. You can stay in the safety and comfort of your own home. You can buy some of our quality coffees, and in exchange, you know exactly where your money's going, which is towards helping to employ people with disabilities. And shipping is always free. You know, we ship to individuals, and we ship to businesses as well.
This is great stuff. Great stuff. Absolutely great stuff. It's coffee with a cause. And I love that
Absolutely.
Idea. And and not only should all businesses be doing stuff like that, but I think it would be smart for consumers to, you know, that is an opportunity for a consumer to get coffee, for example, and also contribute and be part of the solution, in addition to enjoying whatever wonderful product I'm sure you have. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about your coffee here. Are you a coffee guy personally? Whatever they call coffee people, coffee drinkers?
I mean, coffee connoisseurs.
Coffee connoisseurs. Is there a term for coffee connoisseur?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you call a coffee connoisseur? What is the term? Is there one?
I don't think there is one. I guess you could say I'm a connoisseur of the caffeinated arts.
Okay, good. Well, hang on. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. I am as well, by the way. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Eric Chauze. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Eric Chausse, and that's C-H-A-U-S-S-E, of BroodForYou.com, connoisseur of the caffeinated arts. And I have to tell you, I don't know much about, I have never tasted coffee, so I'm not really a connoisseur of coffee, but I am a connoisseur of caffeine. And I find it to be an incredibly interesting biomolecule. You may know I'm a pharmacist, and the pharmaceutical properties of caffeine are pretty astounding. All the things it could do in terms of brain health and as a energizer and various other functions, performance-related functions in the body for athletes and such. So tell us a little bit about how you got into coffee and what you know about coffee as far as the different types and the different medicinal properties of the different types and the different caffeine contents of the different types, etc. So first off, tell us how you got into this whole thing.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, kind of to make a real long story short, I actually started off in the world of vending. I worked in Chicago for a while at a hospital, and I started selling vending machines. And then, I don't know if you're familiar, but some time ago, Chicago actually implemented a pop tax, or a tax on all, you know, junk food and whatnot. So
okay.
That actually caused me to get laid off. And then, couldn't you believe it, you know, right after I got laid off, they actually repealed the pop tax. I actually, switched to a different job. And, like I said, long story short, my life actually brought me down here to South Florida. And I was deciding whether or not I should get back into the vending business, or maybe I should start my own company. Because, you know, since I have always been a genuine, you know, entrepreneur at heart, I thought to myself, maybe, you know, this is a good time for me to actually start a business, take what I had in savings and investments, and really just start my company and seek to help people, you know, with disabilities like I always had intended to in the first place.
Now, how did you accumulate these funds to start a business?
Over, I mean,
that's a big hurdle
over time,
for people.
Through investments, saving, from one job to another, I would obviously, you know, just take a portion of what I have and put it in either savings and investments. And unfortunately, unlike the average person, you know, I kind of got started in investments, you know, later on. I would say, you know, in my probably a few years ago, I would say maybe around 26, 27 is when I really just started investing heavily.
In what? What were you investing in? Stocks?
I just did traditional stocks, bonds. My money manager, my investment guy handled everything. But, traditionally stocks, bonds, and I just ended up pulling my, my money out, a few years later, which would actually be, almost a year ago now. And I just, went for it, took a chance, and ended up starting, this business, Brewed for You.
Now, before you get, I want you to talk a little bit about coffee itself. But before you get into that, what would you tell somebody who's thinking about starting a business, maybe scared to start a business, especially this time, in this crazy time period, or maybe that's an advantage? What would you tell people, especially your age, millennial type people, people who are just now maybe understanding that they can't work for somebody else necessarily, and they want to start a business but they're scared? Give them some words of advice.
Yeah, my biggest advice to you, or to anyone really, would be to don't be afraid of risk. In fact, fear is, one of the reasons why people don't start any business at all, for fear of failing. I mean, in all honesty, you can't fail at anything if you don't even start. If you don't even try, how do you know that you're going to fail in the first place? You have to try to figure out, whether or not you're going to fail. that's the ultimate, that's what's going to hold you back. At the very least, when you fail, you know what you're failing from and you know how to improve upon, your failures, for the next time around.
I think the fact that you have a background in, you've won gold medals. I forgot to mention that you won a gold medal and 3 silver medals with the U.S. swim team at the World Youth Competition, and you took up martial arts, and you have a sort of athlete's mentality that you're describing here, and I think that might be something that we have to take into account, is that we want to, think of our goals as like a athletic endeavor of sorts, and that you have to exercise, you got to get up early in the morning to do it, and there's certain sacrifices you have to make to achieve your goal. Do you think that's accurate?
Absolutely. And the undertone of all that, and the common denominator, I guess, between myself and an athlete, well, of course, I guess, yes, I am an athlete as well, but really the common denominator is that you have to have a level of discipline, not just physical discipline, but also mental discipline. And that's really where being an athlete in general kind of gives you a leg up or an edge above everyone else, is that they have by default a sense of discipline, whether it's a personal trainer working at a gym, whether it's a sports athlete, et cetera. So they really have or are really disciplined, as opposed to the average person who is not only, relatively sedentary, but is also mentally sedentary as well. Those are the people who really fear taking risks are those who are, not mentally disciplined.
It's like, you ever hear the saying how a dream or a goal is a dream with a structure, or a dream with discipline, I guess you would say. And I think athletes are more goal-oriented. They're more serious about achieving their goal than the average person. Not that the average person can't have that athletic perspective, but the average person, when we say the average person, doesn't have that same attachment to the goal, isn't as driven to achieve the goal as an athlete. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
That's absolutely accurate. And again, it comes down to one very simple factor, and that's discipline. How you acquire your discipline. I mean, that's subject to the individual, but at the end of the day, you have to have some form of discipline. And I tell you, I listened to a couple of your interviews and a couple of people that were on your show before, and I really like the fact that some people that were on your show before actually mentioned that you have to be mentally disciplined, and really, once you structure your mind in a way to where you have a vision, because your mind actually governs your body. So if you think positive thoughts, you're going to have positive, things come into your life, not just personally, but professionally speaking as well. And that's one of the ways to maintain a level of discipline, is to keep a positive and well-balanced mindset.
You probably remember when this thing called The Secret came out, and the Law of Attraction, and
yep.
It got all the new aging.
Yep, correct.
But it's really hard science. As you think, you change your biochemistry, and you change your hormones, and you change your perceptions, and you see the world differently, and your body responds differently. So while the Law of Attraction sounds kind of new agey and all hokey, what you're talking about is really hardcore science. It's hardcore biochemistry, hardcore biology. It's how the body works at its most fundamental level. Yeah, so that's really cool. So before you get in, only have a couple more minutes, but I want you to talk a little bit about coffee and the different types of coffee, what people can look for, and then give your website a little plug.
absolutely. So again, there, you know, there's different types of coffee. I know, you know, the four flavors I chose are French vanilla, Italian roasted French vanilla mocha, hazelnut breakfast blend, and a Latin American dark roast. And really, a lot of those beans, you know, come from Colombia. Colombian bean, you know, tends to have a more of a smoother taste. I know, for example, you know, coffee that's used for an espresso is more, a little more bitter, but, generally, if you have a Latin American bean, you know, like a Peruvian bean tends to be a little more smoother, and more flavorful. And that's really what I was shooting for when I was developing my coffees.
So you blend them yourself?
I do not. I actually work with a roaster, who actually happens to be in New York.
And you tell, and you kind of tell them, I want a little of this Peruvian, a little of this Colombian, and a little of this African. I don't even know what kind of, where the, I imagine South America is where most coffee comes from, correct?
That is correct. I mean, you hear all the time, you know, people, you know, the best coffee's in Italy, but actually coffee beans don't grow in Italy at all. Most of the coffee beans comes from Latin America. Now, I will tell you that, obviously, of course, as you know Kona, a lot of people know Kona, and a lot of people love Kona. Kona is, of course, you know, the biggest Kona coffee farms
it's
are
Hawaii,
in Hawaii.
Right? Yeah.
But also, some Kona coffee farms are also grown in certain parts of California as well.
Is it a volcanic thing? Like the volcanic soil grows the best coffee? Because those are all volcanic, like Italy.
You know, it has to do with a couple of factors. Again, I mean, I'm not really a coffee scientist, if you will, but I will tell you that it has to do with a number of factors, such as number one, the humidity, and number two, the biggest factor, one of the biggest factors is elevation. You know, obviously Hawaii, and of course, you know, Jamaica, where, Blue Mountain coffee comes from. You know, these coffees grown at high altitudes, which makes for optimal growing conditions.
All right, so your website's brewforyou.com, and tell any specials or tell our listeners anything you want them to know about the website. We got about 30 seconds.
Absolutely. We offer a multitude of services, a subscription service, and a B2B program. Shipping is free across the board, and you get a 10% discount if you subscribe and become a permanent customer of Brewed For You via our subscription service.
That's very nice. Brewedforyou.com. Thank you for doing such good work, Eric Chausse. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with everything. Be well. All right, my man.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Eric. Take care. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to The Bright Side, PharmacistBen.com, BrightsideBen.com, CriticalHealthNews.com for all the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.